Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Where hope and faith thrive. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
All right, and of course, I was able to, secure some messages also from some of our guests on the other shows that we do. One of them is Rato. Hey, Rato.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, the amazing listeners to Radio Pulpit, to those that are streaming on Radio Pulpit, not forgetting the listeners of Radio Council. This is me, Lerato, just saying I love listening to Pastor Ray's show. I'm an avid listener and a contributor to the program. He streams on Tuesdays until Thursday and on Sunday again. And I just want to encourage everybody that is not listening to the program that they need to jump on either on the YSL radio, stereo, or they can tune in by means of online platform. The reason why I want to encourage not only South Africans, but also the youth, as a youth myself, Radio Pulpit is a shift-shaking platform that allows the breakdown of discourse relating to the book of the Well, which is the Bible. The more we drink from the Bible, the more we are fulfilled as believers, the more our mind forgets about the ways of the world, but we become more attuned and more aligned in spirituality. We also focus our main objective to how we can become better as Christians and as believers. Like the Bible says in the book of Matthew, when two or more are gathered in my name, I, the Lord, will be with them in spirit. So the more we are together as the sheep of the shepherd, we would appreciate that even that one that is lost, it is our duty to find that person, and it is our duty to bring that person back to our Elohim. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Thank you so much. You see, now people are having a good time with Radio Pulpit, and that is what we want to do. And, of course, a variety of communities to touch on and to reach on to. And you can help us by donating. You know, you can help us by giving. And you can use the SMS. Start with the name GIVE. To 37871 or the WhatsApp 0826572729 for banking details, you know. And of course, it is important that you basically continue to give towards Radio Pulpit so that we can secure our broadcast infrastructure, expand our reach to new communities, and keep faith-based programming, as Lerato was saying, alive and thriving. We are trusting the Father for 2.2 million rands, but more than that, we are believing for a nation of people to rise up and say, we are with you. We believe in the gospel. We are unashamedly followers of Christ, and we stand with you even today. So you can text the word GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp 0826572729. All right. And of course, Muruti Muraka after this.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Muruti Muraka, now, you know, it's for a good cause. One must be led by the Spirit of the Father, of course, to do this, isn't it?
Indeed, my brother. You know, as one was earlier on, relating that this does not start today. It is a modus operandi with Yudhabe Elohim. As God, the Father, the one who has loved us so much that he has humbled himself to look into the affairs of those that are on earth. He always wants us to be co-workers with him. When David, the king, received from the Lord in the Spirit, that the plan for upgrading from the tabernacle to the temple, he called on his subjects, his brothers in Israel, to offer. And there was, and he himself demonstrated by an example of giving. Although in the end, Yudhavave said to him, I don't want you to build it. Your son will build it. But he's the one who came with the plans which he received by the Spirit. And he urged everyone to give, to donate. And having said that, I also want to align myself with what Pastor Kabamba has said. A man who has not born again, but he was religious, if I could call it that way. God actually saw his heart and made sure that he receives the proper message. But this man had started to show his religiosity and his intent of wanting the true God by being generous, that Cornelius. So in other words, we are not only appealing to those that are born again. We are appealing to those who are born again, number one, that it is our duty. We should do it if we understand the gospel of salvation.
Yes.
Number two, anyone who really is looking for God, you may not yet have understood this thing about Jesus, what it means. But you want the true living God. Be generous, because God's nature is generosity. Be generous and you will be surprised. God will bring to you a messenger that will bring the gospel in such a way that you will clearly understand it. And the response will be out of the heart. You know, if you look at what happened to Cornelius then, because the response was out of the heart, not out of their thinking and logic and reasoning. Before anybody could say anything, the Spirit had come and immersed them, and they demonstrated that which the Jewish believers had demonstrated the day they were immersed into the Spirit. This is what I want to say also, my brother, in that portion of Scripture I chose to read, which is 2 Corinthians chapter 8. I'm reading now verse 3, which says this, "For as I can testify, they voluntarily gave according to their means, and even beyond their means, begging us earnestly for the privilege of sharing in this service to the saints." You see, those who are born again and understanding what Christ has done for us, we would be this way. We would do things voluntarily, give voluntarily, according to our means, and even beyond our means, begging earnestly to be part of what is happening. But this does not mean you should promise what you don't have.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what Paul said in verse 11. "Now finish doing it so that your eagerness may be matched by completing it according to your means." And then verse 12, "For if the eagerness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have." You see, now what does that mean? Pastor Kabamba mentioned these 2 million that is me. It's nothing. It can be given even by one person. However, the Elohim invites us that according to what he has given to us, he may have given me only 10 rand, but according to my means, according to what I have, I lay down that 10 rand and I pray even to Elohim and say, I wish I could give more than 10 rand.
Mm.
And tomorrow, even before this video, the videothon is finished, the Lord has given you more. Then you remember, wow, I had said by the means I had. Now I even have more because he has heard my prayer to cry when I cry to him to give me more. And I am adding to what I had already given. My brother, it is time that each and every one of us understood that it's not that the one who owns a cattle on a thousand hills needs any one of us to give him anything. But it is so that we become part of what he is doing.
Mm.
This is how the gospel is. If one opens anywhere in the Bible, we will realize that those who bring something to others who don't have it, the Elohim teaches those who have received to actually give in turn as well. That is why the Lord himself said, it is more happier to give than to take. It is more happier to give than to take.
Mm.
In these ways, my brother, I am encouraging our brothers and sisters to actually make a decision in the presence of the Lord, in the Spirit, to say, Lord, I want to see your gospel reaching many in my country and beyond my country. Earlier on, you were talking about people in Zambia wanting to be part of this. And I know it's beyond even Africa. And you could find my 500 rand, which I undermine, actually goes a long way towards making sure that people are reached all over the world.
Absolutely. 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 Send us your WhatsApps and you start with the name Give and the amount you want to give. Otherwise, you can use the SMS. It's 37871. You start with the name Give and the amount you wish to give. May the Father do you exceedingly abundantly, more than you can ever imagine.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando all. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, and just before, you know, because this is Videothon, some music would do. Some music would do. And I play the most unusual. I want to play El DeBarge, and many people would say, yeah, there he goes with his secular songs. Really? These are the guys who were snatched and barred from doing these songs. Remember, he was with a group called Shalamar. Go and check what Shalamar means. You shall be surprised. Go and check what it means. And they are still alive, all of them. But to a great extent, they've been quieted. Yeah. This is the reason. Listen to this song. You can SMS the word give to 37871 or WhatsApp 082-657-2729. And we'll send you also the banking details. Yes.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring.
24 hours a day.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way.
We live in a world that wants Christians to be silent. But we weren't called to be silent. We were called to stand. Romans 1:16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. And today, we echo those words. We unashamedly proclaim the gospel. We unashamedly say, Jesus is Lord. We unashamedly preach truth in a culture that demands compromise. Recently, when 657 AM went silent for 9 days due to vandalism and theft, we were reminded how vital it is to keep this lifeline of faith alive. That's why during our Visionthon, we're raising 2.2 million rand to secure our infrastructure, expand our reach, keep faith-based programming thriving. If Radio Pulpit has ever blessed your life, now's your moment to give back. Text GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp 082-657-2729 for details. Together, we are unashamedly Christian.
All right, let's listen also to Professor Buyiso Ndezi.
Greetings, Brother Ray. Thank you very much for the welcome. I greet you with your family in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. I also greet Brother Baruch here with his beautiful family and the family of Radio Pulpit. You are all greeted in the glorious name of our King, Yahushua HaMashiach. Yes, we are talking about giving for a good cause. I know that sometimes the topic of giving brings a lot of questions, but we as the children of the Most High understand this better because our Father started giving first. So offerings and seed planting becomes the principles that we know we live by these, because there is no fruitfulness, there is no multiplication, there is no increase in the absence of seed planting, in the absence of offering, in the absence of releasing. So when we offer, we release something that is going to benefit others. We release something of value that will make a difference in the life of others. And when we look into the seed that we put into the ground, in whatever way, shape, or form that that seed is, we must know that it takes a form of multiplication. So it means it will feed many people than that it would have done if it was not planted into the ground. So when we offer, we must know that it is for a good cause, and there shall be multiplication, and many people will benefit from that. And I'm taken back to the genesis of things, where the Father declared that as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. So in other words, the seed planting time, the offering time, is a time that is always to be taken with both hands. So it means the offerings are always expected to be given, because while we are here, while the earth remains, there must be the seed time, there must be the harvest time. And this is a season of seed planting where we are offering for a good cause. Mm-hmm. And we know that there shall surely be an increase in the reward. So it is encouraged that each and every one of us do as the Father has instructed, because even the Father himself gave for us to be here today. So in giving, we are bringing forth that which was not going to be realized in the absence of giving. When we are giving, we are making known the condition of our hearts. And when our condition of our hearts is revealed, there is an increase, there is a salvation, there is multiplication. In John 3:16, the Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. It is the portrayal betrayal of the heart of the Father in giving, which was for a good cause. And that good cause was that me and you have everlasting life. So when we give, we must know that it is not going to end in the ground where the seed is going to be planted, but there shall be the perpetuation of the everlasting life. So in whatever form that that life is manifested, we must just understand that the one who is with the seed during the time of plantation is able to make it grow, multiply, and it shall benefit others. So we give out of love, we tap into the zone of our hearts, and we release that which is in our hearts. And sometimes when this happens, it might not be feeling good, because you need to detach with something that has been with you for some time. So in offerings, we must know that sometimes it might not always be easy, but it is going to be beneficial and it's going to be fruitful, because we sometimes get to a point of offering sacrificially, which is something that you take out of your heart, and you know that when you release it, other people will benefit and there shall be multiplication, increase, and the everlasting life. So today, as we are encouraged to give for a good cause, we understand that we have been given a platform of the airwaves where we can together preach the gospel of the kingdom to nations, where we can preach internationally without us being there. But we have allowed our offerings, our finances, to go an extra mile for us, that we can be the partakers of the gospel of the kingdom. So we are encouraged to work with God, to do as God has instructed us that we should give. And whoever is giving in a manner that is worthy of the Lord will be blessed, because the scripture tells us that blessed is the hand that giveth than the hand that receiveth. So when I give, I know that I am releasing something to somewhere, but the blessing is left with me, which is a mystery that we see in the giving. And what consoles our hearts and our minds is the fact that we are giving for a good cause, where there will be increase, where there will be a salvation, where there will be joy, where this seed will be lending to. So when the people of God hear the gospel of the kingdom through the airwaves, where we keep this platform working and functional, we are the people who would have contributed into the advancement of the kingdom of God. So it is encouraged that we do as the Father asked us to do. And the Bible tells us that we are not going to do this grudgingly, we are not going to do this complaining, but we are going to do this from the heart that is released, from the free heart. So he says, whoever gives must do it with a cheerful heart, for a cheerful giver will also release a blessing to those who are going to receive. And this is what we are asked to do tonight, to give for this good cause, that the gospel continues to be spoken and preached. And I do believe that all of us at this platform has never heard anything contrary to the goodness of the Lord when we hear and listen to the messages that are being preached on this platform of Radio Pulpit. So God has created for us an opportunity that we can do something that is good for the nations and for others. So this is an invitation that all of us can grab with both hands and say, Lord, thank you for giving me this chance and opportunity to give for a good cause. And I know exactly that my money is going to do the right thing. My money is going into a platform that will glorify you. It's not about doing the things of the world. It's not about advancing the things of the flesh. But this is more about the spirits of men that will be resuscitated and revived when this message of the gospel of the kingdom is spoken and preached to other nations. And it is made possible by the offerings that we are going to give, by the seeds that we are going to plant on this platform, to ensure that we are working together for the advancement of the kingdom, and we are giving for a good cause, for the glory of the Lord.
At a time when darkness grows bolder, we choose to be even bolder in light. We are unashamedly Christian, proclaiming Jesus Christ, the name above all names. After a devastating act of vandalism at Centec, Radio Pulpit 657 AM was forced off air for more than a week. But our mission didn't stop. And now we need your help to come back stronger. Your donation will help us secure our broadcast infrastructure, expand our reach to new communities, keep faith-based programming alive and thriving. If Radio Pulpit has ever lifted your spirit on the road, guided your faith, or brought peace to your home, this is your moment to give back. Text GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp 082-657-2729 for banking details. Together, we are unashamedly Christian.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Daily companion, thank you so much to Professor Buyiso Ndezi in University of Johannesburg. And of course, this is Videothon 2025, hanging out with Brother Sam. And we are looking into really being unashamedly followers of the Messiah, Christ himself, unashamedly saying he is our Savior, unashamedly preaching the truth in a culture that demands compromise, unashamedly speaking his truth, unashamedly following what he said and called by his name. Believers. Now, Pastor Sam, let me bring this to you, sir. And, of course, the other thing to look into, it is that, you know, this will enable us to even preach the gospel further, you know, and proclaim the truth about Christ himself, the Messiah. But also that multitudes, according to Romans 1:16, should be able to experience the power of the Most High Father for salvation of everyone who believes this gospel about the Messiah. What say you, sir?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. It is so very important that we understand that. You know, our lives, you know, today I was speaking to someone and we were asking questions and then we were just talking and then we got to a place where I asked him a question. I said, why do we live as Christians? What is the purpose of us being on earth? Why do we wake up in the morning and then we go to wherever we go? What is the purpose? Because when we understand the purpose of why we are still on earth, then we'll be our ways of doing things will be a bit different. Because as I told him, I said, we are not on earth to buy cars, to buy houses, to buy whatever. The reason why we're here is to preach the gospel. I mean, if the gospel is to be our motive, if the gospel is to be the reason why we exist or we're here, when Jesus Christ said in his prayer in John 17, he said, Father, protect them, keep them here. They are not of the world. They are in the world, but they're not of the world. Then protect, preserve them. And the whole thing in his prayer, he said, the message that you've given to me, I've given to them, I've delivered it to them. Now I pray to them so that they may also carry this same message, go to as many people, because there are people who are not here with them, but they are also going to be coming. Meaning that the whole purpose of us living on earth is to preach the gospel. And preaching the gospel requires movement, requires time, requires, I mean, sacrifice in one way or the other. You cannot preach the gospel sitting in your own house and you don't talk to anybody. If you have to use your phone, as I mentioned before, you have to use your phone, that means data must be in or airtime must be in. If you have to go to town to a certain place, it's either you're going to pay transport or you're going to use your energy to go to whatever. That means there must be some spending in whatever you do. And those spending, they have a result. And the most important thing, what we have to be focusing on, you know, because we're talking about how people come up with a lot of preachings and a lot of teachings, sometimes speaking about things that do not add value to our salvation, do not add value to the salvation of the world or to the lost souls. It does not add value to that. And then you can waste time in churches talking about things that are written, and those things being written, they are written so that we may not be focusing on those ones, but we're focusing on what we have to do. Because like someone coming to you and say that he was praying, and then maybe he got to be taken to heaven, and then he saw God, and God told him, go and tell my people to repent because I'm about to come. I said, but do we really need that? We don't need that. What we need to know is that the Bible is already clear to us that we need to live a life of repentance for those who do not know God. And we just need to go and preach. I don't need to go and say, I met God, I saw the Father in heaven, I had a vision, and that vision told me that I must come and to frighten people. It does not make sense. But if the gospel we preach the gospel by telling them that they need to accept him, and that's all. And by accepting him, the word is written down whereby they need to go through repentance so they may be children of God as well. But, you know, whenever somebody will come and say, you know, I was praying and then I saw a vision, but I say, it's okay, these are good things. But sometimes those visions, we don't need to hear them because they do not help us. Instead, you're trying to make yourself famous or whatever, but that's the business. But the truth of the matter is, we are here to preach the gospel. And Jesus Christ said, go into the world, preach the gospel, be my witness. He did not say, go into the world and tell people how demons operate. Go in the world and tell the devil has taken your marriage. Go in the world and tell people how you have to fight to claim whatever the devil has taken from you. That is not the gospel. The gospel is the way it is, first with the good news. And this good news of the kingdom, Jesus Christ said, preach in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the end of the world. Now, it means that this gospel must go from one place to another. And as we said, if it has to go from one place to another, it means it will require some spending. It will require some money. It will require something to be done. And whenever we have to think, because I would love us to look at, I'm going to just stop on this scripture. You know when Jesus Christ is speaking to the children of God, actually to the Israelites, in the book of Luke 6, we always read this scripture, Luke 6, from 36 or from 37 to 39. When he spoke, he says something that's very important. He says, he was just talking about, the relationship that we need to have with people. He said, we need to be honest with ourselves. Sometimes we don't realize that we ourselves need money. And because we need money, it means as well that some other people also need money. Then what we need, it might not be bigger or greater than those other people. We might have something that we can put down in order to help the others, so that we ourselves we may also be helped in another way. And here Jesus Christ is speaking example. In verse 39, he says, "Can a blind man lead another blind?" And he continued by saying, "They're all gonna finish. They're gonna end where in this in a pit." It means what? If all of us, we don't learn to do what? To support one another in a way by saying, I have something, I can assist the other person, and also that person can assist the other person. I might not know what can be my resolution, what can be my answer as well. But here, the way he put it in the way of how we judge people. When somebody puts down a program, like the program now with a radio pulpit, what will happen is some people will judge, will say, they need money again. But the truth of the matter, don't you also need money? You need money. But maybe what you need is not as bigger than what a radio pulpit needs. But you don't know. By making a gesture, you might also be judged in a way of getting your resolution or getting whatever you need. God might find a way to support that to make your life easier. But because we want to look at other people and judge them the way we want to judge them, and the Bible says, before you go and remove the speck in somebody's eye, do what? Remove the plant that is in yours. In other words, it's saying that your vision might not be correct the way you are judging other people. Your reason might be wrong. The best way would be, don't judge them by what they presented. If you can do something, do what you can. But if you cannot, just leave it the way it is and move on and take care of yourself. Because when you take care of yourself, you will be able to see clearly in order now to assist the other person. And the other, what we are trying to say tonight is, this vision that has been given to us is not for us to say, okay, they want to steal money from us again. It is for us to understand what they are trying to do. They are trying to save or to help as many people out there. And for them to reach them, it will require us to do something. And whatever we can put down, it might be something that will assist. Because when you take 1 + 1, it will give you 2. I mean, we never know. Somebody might be giving more, you might be giving less. But at the end of the day, when you take your less and plus the more, it will become more somehow. That means every single person must get to that place of understanding that let me not just judge, but let me be in a place whereby I'm open to the people. Because the same way I'm going to regard them, if I regard them in a very good manner, they, in one way or the other, God also will make a way so that me also may be regarded in a very good way. But if I do not see that in a good way, I'm going to also be judged in a very bad way. Because we never know. We don't know when God can do something in someone's life. We don't know. Because these things sometimes happen it could be a surprise, it could be anything, like a miracle. But sometimes we just do something today, and just to find out that whatever we do today, it's going to give you an answer tomorrow. And I believe strongly, we are here on earth, each one of us, is to preach the gospel. That means you can preach the gospel by not speaking to someone, by putting your money down, and that money can go a long way.
Wow, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pastor Sam. I really, really appreciate it. Remember, you can start by texting the word GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp 0826572729. The amount you wish to give there. And of course, you'll get also the banking details for sure. You'll get those. Right, thank you so much. And there's two more, 500 each. And we really appreciate it. Says Shalom. 500. Thank you very much.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Bringing the Word of God to you.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Yes, another one also says GIVE 500. Remember, you can do this by texting the word GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp 0826572729, and we'll send you the banking details. And you can do so even right now. Thank you to the one also that says GIVE 500. We really, really appreciate it.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Right, your daily companion, Jackie Isaacs, there says thank you, and we say thank you too, Jackie.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono, nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Vigiothon 2025, from the 25th of November through up to the 28th, we are ashamedly speaking the truth. and we have been all the time. We unashamedly worship openly, and we are unashamedly called the followers of the Christ himself. I like the notion and the translation of Muruti Moraka, where it says it is more blessed to give than to receive. In other hands, it's more blessed to give than to receive. But you have a translation, Muruti Moraka, that you use. You have a translation that the Father really graced you with. And then you said what? It is what? Muruti Moraka? Okay, I seem to have lost. Oh, yes.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I said it is more happier.
More happier. Yes, I like that. I like that.
To take,
More merrier. More happier. Yes. I like that. It comes in quite handy. Muruti Moraka, let me bring this to you then. You know, we need, you know, everyone to stand with us. So we are trusting the Father for 2.2 million. Unashamedly, we are following Christ. Unashamedly, we are not even ashamed of proclaiming his name. His name is Yahusha HaMashiach. His name is Yahusha. And we unashamedly are proclaiming him. His followers, we are, all of us. And we say, help us that we reach other communities that do not have access. But we know that if we work on the infrastructure, we will be able to reach out to even some of the most remote communities one can ever imagine. So this is a good cause. Muruti Moraka, finally.
Yes, finally, my brother. It really is a big cause. And personally, I'm trusting that in this stint of the Visiothon, Radio Pulpit will be able to raise more than double the target, because I believe God is touching many hearts. And I say that because I go back to that scripture which I've been reading, which is 2 Corinthians chapter 8. And I'm going to verse 9, which says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich." And he's not talking about money here. And that's what the grace has done. The grace has given us a riches that are beyond understanding. That's number one about Jesus. But we have been taught that we must imitate him. And I pick up in verse 16, where it says, that is still in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Verse 16 says, "The grace of God gave into the heart of Titus the same diligence for you that I myself have." That's what Paul is saying. That the grace is given into Titus' heart, the same diligence, the diligence to do what? To come out to them and serve them the way he came out. And this is the diligence that those at Radio Pulpit have for serving both the saved and the ones that are perishing. And the churches in Macedonia, in verse 1, we hear that, "We want you to know, brothers and sisters, about the grace of God that has been granted to the churches of Macedonia. For during a severe ordeal of affliction, their abundant joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part." This was driven by the grace of God, that those churches were giving even beyond the poverty that they were in. And I want to close it, my brother, by going to verse 7. "Now, as you excel in everything, in faith, in word, in knowledge, in diligence, and in our love for you. So we want you to excel also in this grace. That's verse 7 and verse 8. This is what one speaks over, especially the children of God. As we excel in the word, as we excel in faith, as we excel in knowledge, and these are things which daily Radio Pulpit serves. And we have diligence. May we also excel in the grace of giving, which comes from the grace of God that we already have. Each and every one of us who are born, who are begotten above, we have the grace of God. The amazingly advantageous grace of God, which advantages us in every situation, that grace should be what we release towards Radio Pulpit, knowing that it is not just going to the organization Radio Pulpit, it goes beyond. It goes to many that do not know Christ, but they come to know that Yeshua HaMashiach made himself poor for those people, that they might also become rich.
Absolutely. Amen. Thank you so much, Muruti. I really appreciate. May the Father grace you even so much. Pastor Sam, let me bring this to you also. And of course, you know, we want to reach new communities. It's important that we reach new communities. It's important that we unashamedly speak the truth, something that seems to be omitted these days just for the sake of fame. And people can WhatsApp 082-657-2729, start with the name GIVE, or the SMS, it's 37871, you start with the name GIVE. You'll also get the banking details as a prompt as you do so. Muruti, finally, what say you, sir?
Yeah, what I would say is, you know, the whole debate is sometimes we don't quantify, or we don't sit and look at what Radio Pulpit so far has done. Because yes, today we're talking about getting support, but also we need to look at, I mean, even to those who are listening to us, that Radio Pulpit has been there for a very long time. And Radio Pulpit has never preached itself. Radio Pulpit preached the gospel. And then if Radio Pulpit today comes to us from time to time, or just once a year, and come and say, support me, it's because Radio Pulpit has a reason why it needs that money, so that money may also take Radio Pulpit to high height, or to take it to other places.
Mm.
And I believe that's what, I mean, has to be our understanding, even to the people who are listening to us. There are some people that have given, or actually they have embraced the life of Christ through Radio Pulpit.
Mm.
You know, Radio Pulpit has been a really helping hand to many people out there, to churches, to men of God, to women of God, and to organizations as well. And if we can understand that, you know, it will make us to, from time to time, to reason, and especially when there's a call like this one, we say, hey, let's support, because with this support, we're not losing, but we are really putting money in the place where it's supposed to go. And I believe strongly this is the right time for us. You know, everyone here now, we are almost at the end of the year, where people are talking about Thanksgiving. You know, I need to thank this, I need to thank this. This is also a wonderful time for you to say, okay, while I'm thanking God, can I also contribute to these good works? Because next year, when if somehow I can get a report from Radio Pulpit of what Radio Pulpit has achieved during the course of the year, you know, it will give us joy. It will encourage us to say, okay, we are not throwing our money, but we are really investing it for the good cause. And yeah, I believe strongly the Spirit of God must touch our hearts wherever we are. Must touch our heart in order to encourage us, in order to urge us, in order to push us to be a kingdom of financier, to be people who will be standing in order to support whatever work that comes, not with the wrong, I mean, with wrong ideas or wrong motives, whatever, but we do it because we believe that we are sowing the right seed in the right place.
Hmm. Thank you so much to both of you. I pray that the Father do you good. Muruti Mrakas, thank you very much. I appreciate you, sir. Pass our regards at home.
I will do so, my brother.
Yeah, I pray that they be healed. I can hear the cough there. Yeah.
We are like friends, yeah.
If you can remember the remedy of Grandma Borstal. Eish.
Yeah, amen. That is the one. Even though when you have taken it, yeah, every time you burp.
Like you've had some oil, yeah. It's like you've had some oil, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but please greet your families, my brother.
Yes, yes, pass our regards. A speedy recovery there. I can hear Vanessa on the background there. Speedy recovery, Prophet of the Most High, and of course, a speedy recovery to you, Muruti Mraka.
Thank you very much. She also says thanks.
Ah, that's nice, that's nice. Pastor Sam, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Pass our regards at home, Sam.
Yes, I'll do exactly that. Thank you very much for having us, and also greetings to your families. Muruti Mraka, do the same. May the healing of God get into your home.
Yes.
May Almighty Father keep
thank
us.
You.
Hallelujah. Thank you and good night to both of you. And of course, thank you so much for having been part of the show, Visuathon 2025, November. It's been great. It's been wonderful. Thank you so much. And I know you will continue to give even throughout the night. May the Father do you good. From me, Ray, it's been great. We give the Father all the glory. Thank you so much to those that gave. Thank you, the ministries, the fellowships, the individuals, the people. Thank you so much. For giving, we really appreciate. May the King do you good. From me, Ray, it's been a pleasure, and I say Tuda Raba.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.